All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. And, folks, one of the best ways to get there is to stay on this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Bring pen and paper to this call. Expect something to be said. Expect something to be explained that's going to make a difference in your business right now. And today, tonight, is a perfect example of what's possible by you being on this call. Now, listen, we've got people on the call from Canada, from all over the United States, from Japan. I want to welcome all of you to the call. And listen, you still got time. Send a text message to somebody on your team and tell them to get on the call right now. Now, you hear some people on the call talking about the big events. We've got Ambition National Conference, August 29th and September 1st. A lot of different events going on around Ambition 2018. Guys, you're in Ambit Energy's business. This is your business. You got to take it seriously. You need to be at the National Conference on the Whatever It Takes plan. Carpool, get the cheap flights. Share rooms, whatever you got to do, you got to be there. And I promise you something. Ambit Energy Corporate is going to offer us some type of bonus, some type of incentive that will more than offset the cost of you attending the event if you take advantage of it. The attendee-only bonuses are phenomenal, not to mention what you're going to learn and the experience itself of being at the national conference. And then right after that, we have Ambit Power Trip, Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 10th through the 12th. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com and get some information there, and I'm sure our speaker is going to tell you a little bit more about it. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce to you, especially if you've never heard him before, the number one income earner of all of Ambit Energy. He has been for the last 11 years. You're talking success. I tell you what, he has probably forgotten more than we'll ever learn about being in this business. He has paid the dues to be where he is today, and he is enjoying the lifestyle because of it. Please welcome to the call, number one income earner, founding national consultant, my sponsor, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, sir.
Well, thank you, Bear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I had you on my car speakerphone and wanted to take you off and didn't want to be on my phone any longer than I had to because it is illegal in Austin, Texas to drive with a phone against your ear, but I'm going to break the law here for about 2 minutes till I get home. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to tonight's call, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule tonight to get on the call. And I want to talk to you about something. I've talked about this in the past, but I think it's something that's really, really important, and I'm going somewhere with the conversation. And that's the difference between the act of recruitment versus the act of enrollment. You know, most people talk about recruiting or sponsoring in our business, and the act of recruitment for most people, and as it's understood to be, is, you know, getting somebody to go to your website, paying the $75 plus the first month's website, $102 or whatever it is with your sales tax, putting their credit card in and getting a C number. That is the act of recruitment or the act of sponsorship. But what happens is that when you recruit somebody into the business, they're not enrolled in the business. And there's a huge distinction between the act of recruitment and the act of enrollment. You see, if you want to be successful in Ambit Energy, and I heard a lot of people talking about their going to Ambition, and that's where I'm going with this conversation, is you need to enroll people in to the benefit of Ambition. So the act of enrollment is to find out what somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. Or if they're a consultant in your business, then the application as it pertains to enrolling them to go to Ambition is find out what somebody wants and show them how going to Ambition will get it for them. You see, if you enroll somebody in what's possible, you know, and what can happen if they were to take an act, whether it's joining our business or going to Ambition, if you enroll them and find out why they're doing the business, and then show them how going to Ambition is going to make it happen for them. You see, we are all consultants, and I'm assuming 90% of the people on this call anyway are consultants, and if you're not, welcome as a guest. But we're all consultants in what I believe to be the greatest business opportunity in the world today, where you can spend $100 one time and literally align yourself to make hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars in monthly recurring revenue off a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and eventually used, because that's not only happened for me, but it's happened for several other people in this business. And whether it's hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, or it's tens of thousands of dollars a month, or it's thousands of dollars a month, or it's hundreds of dollars a month, the opportunity for you to change your life financially and thus other aspects of your life as that occurs is absolutely incredible. You know, I heard somebody on the call, and I always believe put God first, family second, and everything else will wait. So very well could be that there's a family vacation that's been planned for a great while, or maybe there's a family vacation around a wedding or something like that. We heard somebody say that they were going on vacation and wouldn't be able to attend Ambition, you know, and that's fine. You know, like I said, God first, family second. But if that family vacation could be changed, if it's just because it's Labor Day weekend and it's the last big weekend we have to go with the kids before school starts, then my suggestion to you is, and there's nothing special or earth-shattering going on, my suggestion to you is move that vacation to a couple of weeks earlier, get it done ahead of Labor Day, and get on the Whatever It Takes program to get to Ambition. You see, particularly if you're outside of the state of Texas, you're going to talk to people that are casually involved in the business. Maybe they're part-time. They pick up a check every once in a while. They're not real super active in Ambit. They're not making a whole lot of money in Ambit. You're going to run into those people in your organization. They're going to go, yeah, no, you know, the airfare so much, and then by the time I pay for the hotel, and it's just not in John and I's budget, or it's just not Mary and I's budget, you know, or I've got this going on, and, you know, we found out that, you know, little Johnny needed braces, and that set us back pretty good, and we just can't afford it. Folks, if somebody is telling you that, you're trying to recruit them to Ambition. Because what you have not done is you've not shown the value of what attending Ambition is going to do for them. You see, the value of attending Ambition is that those braces can be paid for in the next 2 or 3 weeks after Ambition. Bear mentioned at the front of the call that there will be attendee incentives. In other words, only the people that attend Ambition will be eligible for certain bonuses and incentives, and those alone will more than offset, even if you got to travel, you know, triple, quadruple up, whatever you got to do to take care of the housing, bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you don't have to go out and eat at nice restaurants, you know, you don't have to sit in a bar and spend $8 a drink or anything like that. On the Whatever It Takes program, you get yourself to Ambition. Now you're an attendee of Ambition, and what happens is that the bonuses, the extra money that Ambit is going to throw at you, will more than offset what it costs to get you there. You know, if you start tracking the airfares, you know, we've seen airfares coming out of New York for under $300 round trip to Dallas, Texas. You know, you just have to be creative. Maybe it's, you know, you find somebody with a Suburban that's in good working shape, and you know, five or six of you pile in the Suburban, and you sleep as you roll, and everybody rotates a place at the wheel. You drive down, you do Saturday night, everybody gets in the Suburban and drives back to Pennsylvania or Illinois or New York or Maine or wherever it is you're from. The bottom line is you have to enroll people in the benefit that's going to occur. And that benefit that's going to occur is going to fulfill why they're doing the business. You see, most people on this call said that they're enrolled to go to Ambition. Now, some of you have registered for Ambition. You've been recruited to go to Ambition, but you're not enrolled. This is what my charge to you is. In this time of year, I spend more time talking to people in my organization about going to Ambition than I do about building the business. Now, with that said, I'm in a different position than most people on here, and I've got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people to talk to about going to Ambition if I'm so inclined to do so. Then most people on this call don't have that many active people to talk to. I don't know the exact percentage, but this is a good educated guess. I would say that about a third of the people that attend Ambition every year, and this is from the beginning of time, come into our business in June, July, and August. They come in the summer months. They're excited. Just think about it. You know, they're excited. The person that brought them in the business saying, hey, you got to get to Ambition, blah, 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 blah. And so they get recruited into Ambition. What doesn't happen is they don't get enrolled into Ambition. You know, the excitement recruits them, but it's not about your excitement. It's not about you being having a silver tongue. It's not about you talking somebody into coming to Ambition. It's about finding out what somebody wants out of our business and showing them how going out and empowering other people to join our business and enrolling other people into understanding why they're doing this business, and Ambit Energy is the vehicle to fulfill that why. Find out what it is somebody wants and show them what Ambit Energy will get for them. And then subsequent to that, if you're enrolling a brand new person in the business, you're enrolling them in the fact that Ambition is a critical clog in that machinery to get them to where they want to be. Now, in the instance of somebody's been in the business 2 or 3 years, they're casually involved, they come to meetings every once in a while, they put somebody in every once in a while, you know, the bottom line is just have to go to them and say, you know, how's Ambit working for you? Well, you know, I'm doing okay with it. No, really, how's it working for you? How much money have you made in the last 3 months? How much money have you made in the last 6 months? And for those that you go and talk to that have been uncoachable, say, well, you know, I told you you needed to attend the meetings. You haven't attended the meetings. I told you that you needed to go to the regional trainings. You didn't attend the regional trainings. I told you that, you know, Steve Thompson was coming to Chicago and you needed to come to that meeting. You didn't come to that. So I'm going to tell you again something that you need to do. But before I do, John, I want to ask you, why is it that you're doing Ambit Energy? What is it you're trying to achieve? Obviously, you're not there yet, because you just finished telling me that, you know, you're only making $100 a month or $200 a month. What is it you're trying to achieve? What is it that Ambit Energy is going to do for you? And that, you know, if they give you a weak answer like, well, I want to try to get out of debt, you know, I want to get rid of my credit card debt, you know, that's not what we're talking about. Okay, John, let's say you're out of credit card debt. What is it you want out of life? You know, what is it that's going to put you into the possibility of leading a fun and eventful life, the life that you've always dreamed you wanted to live? You know, is it you want to move into a nicer neighborhood? You want a nicer car? You want to be able to fire your boss and work independently? You want to be able to, you know, retire your wife or retire your husband from their job so that they can take care of the kids? Or, you know, what is it that they want? And find out what it is they want, and then let them understand that the advice that you've been giving them, including now giving them advice to and enrolling them in the possibility of Ambition, is that they've got to pay a price. You know, the people that aren't achieving in this business are the people that talk about doing something and never do it. You know, at some point you got to quit starting and you got to start, you know, and probably some of you are shaking your head, go, yeah, man, he's so right. You know, I keep talking about, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I just never get around to it. Life gets in the way. I got this issue, that issue. I got, you know, all these different things going on in my life. I'm telling you, if you can align your life around God number one, family number two, and I'm not talking about, oh, well, you know, I have to play tiddlywinks with my kids today, so I can't do Ambit. I'm talking about special events. I'm talking about spending time at the dinner table. I'm talking about, you know, going to the dance recitals and going to the championship games. You know, you might have to sit down with your family and talk about a little bit of sacrifice, and you're not going to be able to go to every ball game this year. You're not going to be able to go to every dance lesson this year. You know, there's a price that has to be paid, and you can enroll your family in their allowing you to go pay that price, because not only are they missing you being there, but you're missing being there. You know, that that's a price you have to pay. So when I say God first and family second, you can't use your family for every single excuse as to why you can't do AMBIT. But the important things, you can't put AMBIT in front of your family, okay? So God first, family second, and AMBIT third. What is it that you do in your life on a day-to-day basis? Just start tracking it. You know, what is it that you do? Oh, well, I, you know, go over once a night and I watch, you know, television with my friends, or oh, I play poker, or I, you know, sit up at night and I just sit there in front of the boob tube and I'm a couch potato. Oh, I, you know, I like to play jigsaw puzzles. Oh, I like to play crossword puzzles. Oh, I do Sudoku. You know, whatever it is, try to figure out what is going on and begin to transfer some of that unproductive time, and ask yourself, hey, is Sudoku getting me where I want to be? Is it getting me in the new house? Is it achieving my why? Are the crossword puzzles doing that? Or playing the poker doing that? Is watching the TV with my friends once a week doing that? Or, you know, is the softball league doing that for me? You know, and you reprioritize. You keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. And so what you have to do is you have to reprioritize those things. Look, everybody on this call has got 24 hours in a day. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, you have 24 hours tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. It's the allocation of those hours that's important. You know, and if you have a job, that's 40 hours a week at a minimum. You know, and you start to say, okay, well, I'm sleeping 8 hours a night, and you start to crack it up. You know, you don't have a whole bunch of productive hours for you to put something else into. You can't quit your job and do AMBIT energy in those hours. You have to sleep, you have to eat, you know, you've got to take care of business, you know, you've got to pay your bills, and you got to put gasoline in your car and those sorts of things. And so when you start to break down those hours that are left, you've got to be particular about how you spend those hours. You know, you need to do what you do from a spiritual perspective. So God first, family second. And then you got to look at those hours, and something's got to change, because if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting financially. So something's got to change, and you've got to enroll yourself in what those changes will produce for you and your family. You know, when I started this business, you know, back in 2006, you know, I sat down with my family and I said, hey, look, I'm going to be gone a lot. Hey, we're going to go out to dinner and I'm going to have to walk out to the car and get on the phone. You know, I'm not going to be able to help you with homework as much as I used to. Mom will do that. So, you know, Betsy stepped up and did some of the stuff that I used to do with the kids and the family. And I did the very best I could. And sometimes it slipped a little bit. I have to be honest with you, but I did the very best I could to put God first, family second, and AMBIT third. But when I decided that AMBIT would achieve what I thought it would achieve, and there was confirmation. I got the first week's check and the second week's check and the third week's check and the confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. You know, I put the blinders on, and I didn't go watch football with anybody. I didn't go play poker with anybody. I wasn't in any sport leagues with anybody. Didn't have time for fantasy football, baseball, or any of the rest of that. You know, all that is hours upon hours upon hours. I took everything I had, every bit of energy, every bit of focus, everything I had, and I put it into AMBIT energy, and I did that for several years in a row. And then result was, is not only have I created financial freedom for my wife Betsy and our children, but I've created financial freedom for their children, and I'm on the road to financial freedom for my great-great-grandchildren. You know, the bottom line is that what price are you willing to pay? But I had a focus. I had a determination. I knew that AMBIT energy would be the vehicle to get me from where I was to where I wanted to be. And so I had enrolled myself in paying the price and doing whatever I had to do to get things out of life that I wanted to get out of life. Betsy and I just came off of a trip to Lake Travis, while I'm still in my car sitting in my driveway now, but we came off of a house that we're going to hopefully close on if we get all the title work stuff done. But we're hopefully going to close on a beautiful, you know, close to 4,000 square foot house on Lake Travis on a private cove overlooking the beautiful lake with a floating dock and, you know, it's just drop dead gorgeous, you know, to be able to have that and the ranch and the place in Louisiana, the fishing resort that we have, and, you know, be able to afford those sorts of things and those sorts of experiences, not only for our Ambit business partners, but for our family and friends, is a result of absolute focus and determination and not letting anything get in the way. I had whole organizations that quit because of the hottest summer ever in the history of Texas, and rates went from 10 or 11 cents a kilowatt hour to 19 cents a kilowatt hour before we had contracts. Had a whole bunch of people quit in the polar vortex. You see, if there's a negative effect of something in Ambit Energy, the person who, the consultant who gets affected the most is Brian McClure. But the bottom line is, because I've got the largest organization, as Ambit goes, Brian goes. But the bottom line is, I didn't let any of that get in my way. I stayed focused because I understood what it is that Ambit Energy was going to do in the way of a vehicle to get me to where I wanted to be. I was totally 100% enrolled. I didn't get recruited into the business by Chris Chambliss. He enrolled me into the business. So if you get yourself enrolled and then you start working on enrolling other people into the business, what will happen is you'll get people that will stay in the business longer and do more with the business, and the probability that they'll be successful in the business will go up. Now, that doesn't mean that you know, 80-90% of the people you put in the business are going to become regionals or seniors or executives or nationals at some point. It doesn't work like that. Life gets in the way. But if you look at the multiple of what networking does, if you just have a 10% increase in people that stay in the business for just 6 more months versus not staying in the business for those 6 months, and the number of people they would bring in and the number of customers gathered, just small incremental increases, because it is a network and because there is exponential growth, can mean thousands, tens of thousands, or in my case, hundreds of thousands of dollars of monthly income. You know, when somebody quit, what that meant is I had to double down and get focused and work that much harder to find somebody that wasn't going to quit. And, you know, I mean, I've got people in my business that, a lot of people in my business that are executive consultants that have just parked the business, not necessarily because they don't believe in Ambit, but because Ambit has provided them where their why was, what they wanted to do, what they foresaw for themselves in Ambit has been fulfilled. And they're out enjoying life and quit their jobs and, you know, taking time with their family and doing traveling. You know, it's different strokes for different folks, and everybody has a different part of a different place of where they say, okay, I'm not going to work as hard anymore. I say all that to say this, there, if you can understand the distinction between recruitment and enrollment, it will definitively change the course of your business. Now, this time of year, I spend the vast majority of my time enrolling people in what attending Ambition will do for them and their Ambit business, and thus for them and their why they're doing their business. You know, I talk to them about the attendee-only bonuses. I talk to them about networking with people from other parts of the country so they have a personal relationship with people from other parts of the country when they get a consultant from that part of the country. I talk to them about the training that goes on, you know, being able to be around successful people. You know, the bottom line is there's no substitute for you being able to be around other people that are being successful in the business. What if you pick up just one little tidbit from a training session, or one little tidbit from sitting next to somebody on a bus riding over to an event? What if you pick up on a business card from somebody, and all of a sudden the next week you got somebody in Chicago, and this person that you met at Ambition is from Chicago, and because they have a personal relationship with you, they go and meet them at the coffee house, and that next person is Ray Monty or Steve Thompson or Chris and Debbie Atkinson. Think about the power of that. Just because you attended Ambition and because you were able to have a personal relationship with somebody and they remembered you, and that person took somebody under their wing and helped you get financially free. See, folks, those are the sorts of stories that come out of Ambition. Those are the sorts of things that happen. You know, Ambit every year comes out with the statistics that say, you know, how much more successful the attendees of Ambition are than the ones that don't attend Ambition. And from a dollar and cents financial investment perspective, if you go out and go back to work, the attendee only bonus is going to totally wipe away. I don't care if you spend a couple $1,000s coming to Ambition. If you go back and get to work, the extra bonus money that you're going to achieve, and the promotions that you're going to have. Because of what happens, you know, from the knowledge base and from the excitement and from the boost that you and your organization get from Ambition, there's no financial consideration. You know, there's enough time. If you take heed of what I'm saying here, there's enough time. I don't care how bad a financial shape you are. There's enough time for you to go make the money inside of Ambit Energy, and maybe you'll limp in Ambition. Maybe you're bringing a blow-up mattress and sleeping on somebody's floor. Maybe you're eating butter peanut butter sandwiches. You know, maybe you're, you know, taking a Greyhound bus. You know, maybe you're on just a minimum budget. But I'm telling you, it's what you have to do. One more point I want to make before we close the call out, and that's this: as I've been talking about you, It's not about you. Okay, Ambition's not about you. This business is not about you. You want the key to success in Ambit Energy? Find out what it is somebody wants. Show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. And then you bury your success in those people, and your success becomes a byproduct of it. How fast can I get somebody promoted in the marketing plan? How fast can I get them at the same level that I am? You know, it's about burying yourself in the success of others, and because of the way our business works, yours becomes a byproduct of it. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're a marketing consultant, a regional, a senior, an executive, or a national consultant. The bottom line is that if you help other people be successful, they're going to push you to the next level, and then you go find some more people that help be successful, and those people, by you helping them, not only are they making money, you're making money because they're in your organization, but they're pushing you to the next level where you can make even that much more money. You know, what if you came to Ambition and you're a regional consultant, and you go back and you become a senior consultant two or three or four times faster than you would have if you hadn't gone to Ambition? How much money is that worth to you? You know, when you start to take the compound effect of I made senior two and three or four or five or six or maybe a year faster than I would have if I hadn't attended. You know, it's just, there's not a financial consideration. Here is the consideration. This is the question I wanted you to ask yourself. How many people in my organization did I have an Ambition last year? Understand it, define it, and then how is it that I'm going to come up with a game plan to enroll enough people to have a greater number than that at Ambition this year? Yeah, the bottom line is it's not about you getting Ambition. I mean, certainly that's important. People only do what you do, not what you tell them to do. It's about you getting a massive number of people in your organization to Ambition. Now, you might say, oh, Brian, you know, I joined last week. I'm a marketing consultant. Hey, work hard over the next couple of months. Get yourself promoted to regional consultant or maybe even senior consultant and enroll those people and come into Ambition with you. You know, Ray Monte, you know, joined the business on October 7th of 2006. Our national convention was October 22nd, I believe it was. He had tickets to go see Joel Wolstein in Madison Street Garden in New York City where the Knicks play. And the bottom line was he just, you know, it was somebody's birthday who joined him in Ambit Energy, Walter Hughes' birthday, and you know, he just had an obligation. He had a personal obligation that was like family to him. But you know what? He was smart enough to get Norbert Hennessy there, and Norbert Hennessy was smart enough to get four people out of his organization there. And, you know, 3 weeks after Ray Monte started, he had five people at Ambition, himself not included, you know. Now he's bringing thousands upon thousands upon thousands. See, Ray understood to get focused, to get more people each subsequent year to Ambition than the previous year. And the bottom line is that the people that are successful at doing that are going to grow their organization. There's a pixie dust, if you will, that's kind of sprinkled over you at Ambition. I can't really even explain it. You know, it doesn't happen at Power Trip, though Power Trip's empowering and powerful and something you should attend. It's not going to happen at your weekly meeting, and it's not going to happen when somebody comes back and has a review training about what happened at Ambition. It can only be distributed. This pixie dust, this special magic sauce, if you will, can only be distributed at Ambition. And so what I can tell you is that the people that go to Ambition, that's great. But the people that have people in their organization in Ambition, that's even better. Hey, maybe this year it's only one or two or three people. That's fantastic. Next year, make it, you know, 10, 15, 20, or 25, or 100, you know, as many as you can possibly get there. You know, and then next year, make it a few hundred. You know, the bottom line is that it's just like you grow an organization, you grow people that are going to Ambition. And the key to it is not recruit them. The key to it is enroll them. And the way you enroll somebody, and whether it's going to Ambition or enroll them in your Ambit Energy business, find out what it is somebody wants and show them how Ambit Energy and going to Ambition will get it for them, and then bury yourself in the success of those people, and your success becomes a byproduct of it. Hey, I appreciate everybody getting on the call. Wanted to keep it succinct to 30 minutes tonight. I did a good job. I'm going to break my arm, pat myself on the back, because I usually go 45 or 50 minutes. But I tell you what, I am excited about getting to Ambition. I'll probably have to take about 10,000 pictures, and I'm excited about that as well. And I might sign 10,000 magazines or whatever it takes. I'm excited. I hope that you'll come up, introduce yourself, and I hope for your sake, not for my sake, but I hope that you understand the power of enrollment versus the power of recruitment. And if you do, you're going to be there not only yourself, but you're going to have an awful lot of people in your organization there with you. So understand that you got a two-fork road now. You got to put new people into the business, and you got to get people to Ambition. God bless y'all. If you would, Ben, open it back up so everybody could say goodnight.
Brian, pleasure having you on the call tonight. I'm glad you're home, safe and sound. Talk to you soon. Folks, I'm gonna open up the line so you can say thanks to Brian. And don't forget, you can go to topambitleaders.com in a couple of days, and you can hear this again and share this with the people on your team that were not on the call. Thanks, you guys. Let's have a great day. Hold on just a moment.